welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass, and I am so glad that you're here. This is So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. So, we've got a lot happening, a lot going on. I thank you guys for listening in. I know that this is a Monday, and a lot of times people have schedules, they're running and back and forth, and trying to catch up from the weekend and getting your kids in school and, you know, just so much going on, so back and forth. So today we're going to learn, of course, here we're believers in business and we move forward and empowering and growing. So we're going to teach you some things to kind of keep you a little bit more organized as we've been pushing. This is the end of the year. This is November the 7th, 2016, and we're moving right along. So we're going to empower you today talking about learning team unity. U-N-I-T-Y. Who remembers that song? But anyway, we're going to learn team unity. We're going to talk about growing as a team. So the question to you is, to learn team unity, is the environment that you're in, is it sick? And not, you know, some kids say sick as a good thing, but being sick, is it filled with bad attitude, no support, you know, non-supportive, disrespectful, negativity? You know, what is it? I mean, we could use acronyms. Maybe you guys can inbox on, but acronym for sick is so inspired and committed to knowledge. That's kids use sick as a positive these days, but sick is also sick. So is it infested with good and bad, or all bad and all good? What are some things that are going on in your team that could be changed? Is your upline or your supervisor or manager, are they approachable? And that's something that we might want to think about. Are they approachable? And I know that a lot of times, a lot of people don't feel like they can talk to leadership, people in a position, high position. Even when it comes to pastors, leaders in the ministry, even members who've been there a while. Sometimes seniority, people can kind of get a little cocky and arrogant with their positions on a job. They feel like if they've been there a long time, that they're irreplaceable because they know everything there is to know about that business. But, you know, in reality, you may know everything about that particular job or that particular something, but you don't know everything about the business. So that, where we are with being unified, because everyone has a part to play. Just like in a church is a body, same with a business. We operate our businesses as believers in business the same, simply because we use the platform or the example of Christ. So what are some questions that you would ask your manager or supervisor or your upline that you're afraid to talk to them about? Write it down. And then research the answer for yourself, okay? That's one of the ways that we can become more unified. Research the answer for yourself, and then when you go to speak with your upline or your boss or your manager or your pastor, you have the information in front of you, you've shown where you've done the research, and they won't appear to be as manipulative as usual, because some people are intimidated by a leadership or an authority figure. So are you a team player, or are you playing the team as an upline, or are the pastor or the leader or ministry, whatever your position is? If it's in a position of authority, are you playing your team? Are you just using them? Are they the ones that do all the work? You do nothing. You delegate everything downward, not just for them to learn, but because you don't want to do something, or you feel like you've learned it, you've gone through it, nobody was there for you. You know, what are some of the things that are there? Because everyone can learn something. Everyone needs to move forward. Everyone needs personal development is something that has to be continuously done. Next question is, what is your work environment like? What is it, how is it in affected by you and your attitude? Or are you and your support or lack of? Are you and your respect level? Are you positive or negative? What is your work environment? And meaning you and your own space, because what we bring to our businesses, our ministries, our jobs is pretty much what you give is what you get. And, you know, if you hear the term, you get what you pay for. And a lot of times people who don't get paid a whole lot in their salaries, those positions are either beginner, training, those positions. And as you are more educated, even if it's experience or degree, then, of course, your pay increases. Because in the medical field, I know a lot of times you can have experience and they'll give you a percentage for every year of experience that you have in that field. And it's not necessarily a degree base. So, but with degree bases, of course, they come out a higher than a person with experience, unfortunately. But if that person is degreed and experienced, then, of course, their salary increases. So there's an advantage in being educated. Okay, knowledge is power when it comes to income. But know that you can't build or be great financially or even with a success level. The success is not always money. Success is the accomplishment of a task, dream, or vision that you set out to do, your purpose, okay? So what is that level? What is that level? Next question I want to ask you, of course, we've asked it already, is your relationship, your workplace, your church, is it sick? Is it ill? And with what? Because it can be sick, as in our young kids say today, as it's a great work environment, it's positive, it's supportive, you have the respect level that is there from top to bottom and bottom to top. You know, everyone is respectful of the authority figure that is in place. But then, of course, you can have the sick as an infested, so knowledgeable that you can't tell them anything. They're not positive in any way. They're bad attitudes because they feel like they know it all. They're not supportive in anything that you come to them with ideas or suggestions, or maybe they take your idea and claim it as their own. They're not respectful of you. They're very disrespectful of your time and your family, but yet you're not given the same respect when it comes to them wanting to go and do whatever. They're not thinking about you. The negativity is there. They don't encourage you or praise you when necessary. And people, the morale can be dropped if you're not respectful or even positive in that atmosphere, no matter what it is. If you're in a position of power, you have to remain positive, you have to remain respectful, you have to remain supportive, and you have to remain positive with an attitude of greatness, okay? Now, don't get arrogant, but the attitude of greatness is to know that you couldn't be where you are with getting your bonuses and the praises and even the raises without your team pushing and doing the things that they're supposed to do. That bonus is paid to you for their work and their effort and their sacrifices. Remember that, okay? And the last thing we're going to talk about is it time for a checkup for a healthy team? Now, if you're in leadership, we've talked about the team being at the top of what their personal goals are. But as a leader in anything that you're doing, you have to be able to have a healthy team. You've got to start examining it. You got to do quarterly evaluations, those things, you know, look for efforts and changes in how you can get these individuals to grow. Everyone who wants a position doesn't deserve it. If they're your friend, you got to separate friendship with management, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a friend you got promoted and they feel like they can do whatever, and we see it all the time in TVs and movies and everything, but we don't feel like it's reality. Well, it is. And those of you who have friends who have promoted and moved up, be happy for them and be excited for them, but also know that there's a respect level that still needs to be given, even though you guys are friends. Don't be coming in late or, you know, talking back and acting up and, you know, expecting favoritism. Those are some things that will also divide the team up, and the unity will become with a division that can sacrifice everyone. It doesn't. Everyone will be in a position of where they don't feel that it's a fair playing ground. So be mindful of not just you and your friends, but your team. Your team as a whole has to be unified. And in order to do that, you have to keep up with the positives and the negatives of your organization, no matter what it is. And I'm saying that you have to babysit their feelings. But ladies and gentlemen, if you want it to remain successful, you have to balance the pros and the cons with the relationships with each and everyone who is in your space. Those who you are over, I don't want to really put it that way, but if you're in management, your position, you are the leader. There is a place where those individuals will have to edify you. And if they can't, positive things to associate you with, it's going to be challenging for them to edify you. It's going to be challenging for them to compliment you and honestly do it. So as believers, it should be easy for us to encourage each other. It should be easy for us to edify, because the first place we need to start is with Christ. We edify Christ. We talk about the positives and the great things that he's done, he's sacrificed. We do it all the time until something goes wrong, and then it's his fault. You know. So, but those are Judases in your space, okay? Don't crucify Christ because you're of your circle, your friends, your family, who betrayed you or stabbed you in your back, who disappointed you or hurt you, and you want to take it out on the person who has been there for you, who has supported you, who is giving you an opportunity and chances. They haven't fired you because of your friendship, or they haven't disciplined you because of your friendship. You did get your raise because of your friendship. So respect that leadership, that position, because that person, that friend, that relationship, they're there to help you. And you need to continue to edify them. And those of you who are having those positions, understand that those friendships go both ways. You have to be able to respect the friendship, but when you're at work, you're at work. And it can be done, ladies and gentlemen. I've been placed in that position, and it went perfectly well. It went very well. It was very close, and they say females can't work together. I had a friend of mine, you know, she got hired at the same place that I was, and, of course, I was in management, and we worked very well together. You know, she'd come in, you know, we say, hey, greet each other, hug each other, say, hey, you know, how's it going? Okay, what's going on today? This is what I need you to do. Today is management day. We don't have a whole lot of time to socialize. When we get the work done, then we can sit and we can chit-chat, or we can, you know, fold clothes or whatever. It was a retail store. So, you know, we could go and, you know, clean up the dressing rooms. You know, there was just things and times where we could just sit and chit-chat, closing time, the doors are closed, customers are gone. And so, you know, we're going through the store and we're talking to each other and we're just working. We're working and talking at the same time. We're not goofing off. We're not riding the clock. We're not doing any of that. Okay. So know how to work with your team and keep that unity by learning with these questions you asking yourself first. And those, no matter what your position is, the question you want to ask is, are you a team player or are you playing the team? Are you the one that goofs off a lot? You don't do the work. You know, are you the leader who delegates all the work? Excuse me, you don't feel like you can learn anymore because you're the leader. Next question is, what is your work environment like? Is meaning you, how do you create that space? Is it sick? You know, are you infected, good or bad? Are you positive or negative? Because a lot of, like I said, the younger generations, the millennials, they speak differently from us, but to be positive, you can be sick, as in so inspired and committed to knowledge. You want to continue to grow, and you want to continue to learn. So you can be sick in your business. You can be positive in your business, but we want to keep those terms where they are. To be sick is to be infected, to be infectious, and to be contagious. But it can be a positive something as well. You can, a laugh or a smile is contagious, but so is a yawn. And so these are things that you can just look at and ask yourself, what type of attitude, what type of environment are you bringing to your space? Well, I'm Madeline Bass, and this has been Empowering Your Mind, and we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing your status and raising your standards. Super excited to know that there's a great coming, and for you to know more about what we're doing, this is So Real with Madeline commercial.
Have you dreamed of starting your own business? Where would you start? How would you promote it? My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm the founder of So Real with Madeline, where we inspire you to turn a dream into a vision. Allow us to assist you in polishing your craft. Learn to build your own website. Learn the language of marketing, branding, which is exposing you. Go to events, mingle with others who are like-minded. Experience network marketing in a new and positive way. Also, find out how you can get a free, powerful fundraiser for your church, 501c3, or a cause organization. Text Empowering Your Mind to 55255 and let us expose and empower you today.